This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We will start with the Q&A quickly, warm up, and then we move on. We're going to play some. We're reaching a new chapter in Muslim. Nelson. I'm sorry. Nelson. So we're gonna start a new chapter, you know, in the life of Musa, because now Musa will be given the instructions from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala to take Bani Israel out. What's gonna happen? I'm gonna show you today where the ocean was split, where the sea was split. We're gonna play it in a role here where we're gonna have Bani Israel and Musa and Harun and the staff. Did you get one or are you? Remember them? That is the historic reward by Allah. What was the second one? Intellectual was the third one. Emotional, the fourth one. Historic, number five. Faith, Jazakumullah, and mashallah alaykum. What did these mean to Fir'aun? Fir'aun suffered from. Did Fir'aun suffer? What suffered? What did these mean? Fir'aun the Marad. Marad Fir'aun, if one Marad had a yes. It's not a quality. It's not a quality. What is that name of Allah? Allah. المتكبر قلب عليك. ايوه قلت بس مك بس حطيت ملابس كده فجريها كويسه بس مو لي كنت اذا ما تحطيها عيب الله لان حرام المره تتعطل وبدك تتعطل صح؟ سو يعطي لابوك هو ميبي وين يو هوم رايت وين يو هوم يو كوك ويتس نوت ريلي نايس طيب؟ ايوه ولكن الكبر ان نيم اوف الله از المتكبر المتكبر something that is only befitted to Allah سبحانه وتعالى right those who have this تكبر هل يدخلون الجنة؟ Will they enter الجنة؟ No What did the prophet say regarding هؤلاء الذين إلا أدهم المتكبرين قال فيهم رسول الله They will be like ants and they will be caught in the nest from شعرهم يعرف بالسبع شعرهم بمعنى which means أن الله عز وجل لا يدخل الجنة متكبر لا يدخل الجنة متكبر Question number three What is Allah's first punishment upon the Fir'aun and his people? أول عذاب سلطه الله على فرعون وقومه The very first punishment أيوة ها؟ The drought نسى الله عليك يسمع أها أنا جي انهضت ليه You see, I'm very nice, right? Right? I'm nice, right? Say yes or yes? Yes or yes? Yes, I know. I know, yeah. What did you say? A drought. What is drought in Arabic? I'm not those Arabs. A drought in Arabic, in Arabic. Drought in Arabic. Non-Arab speaking. Non-Arab speaking. The drought in Arabic. I don't have anything. Allah. الجفاف ما في الجفاف ما شاء الله عليك الجفاف الجفاف لكن القرآن اسمها في القرآن الجفاف هذا فيها أحلام في الحكاة أو العربي لانجوج بس القرآن لانجوج وليس ال اسمه in English the drought in English the Quran language اسمه سنين السنين والقصد السنين نعم السنين والقصد جزاك الله خير أبو عمر حيوصل ها القصد name all the signs that are given okay this one I want nine signs I want nine signs for a form ما عندي form nine signs for a laptop a laptop nine signs for a laptop guys yeah yeah in French oui no toi tu parles français en français
okay
in French oui
le bateau qui est devenu un serpent
comment parler français I know anything in French in English so that you can understand yeah
The snake that became a snake.
That's one.
The snake that swallowed all the front snakes.
I give a chance to a sister. I give a chance to a sister. I give a chance to a baby. You have a fuck baby. You have a fuck. Huh? The hand? Hey, what? And yet, where? The stock here, who will offer? The blood? It's them? Locust, the whole jarab, frogs, al-tafada, mice, which is the al-qumman. No, you don't. Yalla. Don't even tell her, don't tell her, madhulullah. You need to fix it. Madhulullah, don't tell her. We said frogs already. Yes. A brother. Ayo, you know? Nine of them. You know nine of them? No, you don't know nine of them. You do nine of them? Yabba, you know, are you sure? Yabba, nine. Yes. Yabba, two of them. Huh? Five, من وين انت؟ وين من وين؟ لبنان يا سلام، روحوا لبنان البحر، لبنان لبنيز بكناسة أو بحر، هنا كناسة؟ بكناسة، جاهز لك شو كناسة، لك شو سويس، لو بقلاوات فلسطينية And the Syrians, they are what is it called? Baklava, which is called Knafa? It says, no, Umm Ali of the Arabs.
The snake? The one with the buffalo that turns into blood.
So blood, he said blood, and he said the hand. How much is it?
The frog.
One last person. Yeah, the start, the upper, the hand, the trough, the experience is no, brother. You want one more chance? You want up. One more chance. One more chance, and then
The stick that became a snake.
The stick.
But when he put his hand on his pocket, it became white. And the water that became blood.
Right.
The frog. The lices.
The
lices. The leopard.
The pocket.
And the water that looked God must be distracted,
The punishment, you know, you did. Allah said, count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, 7, and 2 already shown, but the hand and the staff. So there were 2 before. And then in Egypt, the other 7. What are the other 7? You mentioned the blood. You mentioned the locust. You mentioned the fox. You mentioned the lights. So what's
the hand?
We already mentioned the hand. I gave you 2 chances. Done. That's it. And then. All the 9 of them, we mentioned them last week. I'm not going to go through them. We don't need the most important thing for Pharaoh's godly promise. This is the last one. All right. Namna Pharaoh, Sha'ara Kul Al-Alamat. Kul Al-Alamat. Give it nice. And then Pharaoh said, okay, I will let them inside them. And then Pharaoh broke his promise. Now, copy one. So he did not meet or fulfill his promise. What did Musa do? ماذا فعل موسى؟ أيوة. He made dua. What kind of dua? Who made dua? Musa and Harun, they were making dua. Who was making dua? Musa. What was Harun saying? ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون ملاه زينة الحياة الدنيا فجزت ربنا أقمت على أموالهم وزد على قلوبهم فلن يحضروا العذاب الأليم فهم يجب الدعاء against them right so this is the dua of Musa okay now خلاص we're gonna move into the new chapter please twice خلاص they're not starting now right now وقال موسى here's the dua وقال موسى ربنا إنك آتيت فرعون وملأه زينة وأموالا في الحياة الدنيا ربنا ليضل عن سبيلك ربنا هي الدعاء right here. هذا السؤال يعني سؤالي هو دعاء عليهم. ونظر لما كنا رأس ويك قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لكل نبي دعوة مستجابة وقد أعجب كل نبي دعوته وقد اتبعت دعوتي تبعة اليوم في يوم القيامة. The Prophet says every prophet has a dua that is answered. All the prophets have these types of dua except Rasulullah. Just except me, I have brought my dua to be used for my ummah tabaa of the New Testament. The dua of Musa is this. So his dua is answered. Allah said, come on. ربنا اختلف على أموالهم واسد على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. He meant I asked them, خلاص يا ربي, they have seen so many signs, so many miracles, but how did they not want to believe? He thought not that he believed. He did not want to have the Chinese, Egypt, Rusty, and he made this. He says, we abuse to these people said, from the oil of extraordinary reasons. Yeah, he doesn't care what. And harden their hearts. And if not, he thought that they would not believe. So harden their hearts. So if they would not believe, then they would see the painful punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is the evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their dua? Ayn al-Dalil. What is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their dua? The Dalil is right here. The next ayah. Allah laqad ujibat da'awatukuma. Why da'awatukuma? Why da'awatukuma? Who's making dua? Harun and Musa. Musa making dua and Harun his brother. Ameen, 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 Ameen. Qala qad ujibat da'awatukuma. Allah responded to Musa and Harun, your prayer is answered. So says, okay, if he wants his dua to be answered, there's a condition right here. There's a condition. Mustaqima. Comes from what? Mustaqima comes from what? Comes from? Istiqamah, which is to stand firm in the name of Allah. Istiqamah, if you want your dua to be answered, brothers and sisters, istiqamah, istiqamah, ولا تتبعان سبيل الذين لا يعلمون, and don't follow the way of those who do not know. By the way, what is Allah destroyed us from the beginning? The Imam Allah Azza wa Jal lam yudammir Fir'aun wa qawmuhu min al-awwal. Ya Fir'aun, where could the Halima? Salman Ali, 2 weeks, Fir'aun, what happened? I know you are much absent. لماذا الله عز وجل لم يدمر فرعون وقومه من الاول؟ Why have they not destroyed them? One son after another. Allah could have punished them from the very beginning. Why have they not destroyed them? لماذا؟ هذا And some of us are still waiting for what? Ya Rabbi, imagine if Allah is with me, Allah really wants to take you away from anything that's been, what's going to happen to you? But Allah is Al-Kareem. Al-Ra'uf. Al-Rahman al-Rahim. When Nasi'ila alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سوف نقف أمام من يوم القيامة قال الله الرحمن. Allah al-Rahim. The Prophet was asked, who are we going to stand before the Day of Judgment? The Prophet says, Allah al-Rahman. Allah is the Bar, but I can call it Allah al-Rahim, the most compassionate and the most merciful. He's given us too many chances, and Allah knew that Fir'aun will not believe, but he gave giving him a chance after a chance after a chance to show you and I that maybe the Hidayah, he needs to work for the Hidayah. I'm giving you so many chances. So Allah could have destroyed him, but he did not. I don't think subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the midst of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa. Allah, Fir'aun is not to be to let the Israelites leave. Now he's forming or he's mobilizing an army. And Musa is to prepare 600,000 Israelis to leave. How long would it take to prepare 600,000? It's about 1 million people. to leave Egypt. It's going to take some time. So, also for the Aaron, it's calling the Asar, it's the Israel. For what? We're going to attack Benjamin, you know, because of what it is, and we're going to destroy them. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ وَاتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوًا إِنَّهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُغْرَقُونَ O Musa, أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا Leave my servants at night, but night take them away. Fir'aun and his soldiers are sleeping now. Now take them aside at night and leave Egypt. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ
What's the surah that is you all love, يعني حجة القرآن الأعراف no this particular ayah what surah شعراء yeah
فأسر بعباد ليلا إنكم متبعون
There is a weak hadith of the surah, don't we? Surah? Huh?
الدخان The smoke
أيوة
Surah الدخان, the smoke
How's that? Now, this, and the Surah الدخان
to the Come on! It's not the Quran. The person is taking 600,000 people about to leave Egypt, and the Pharaoh, he mobilized his army to go and to lead the pursuit. So, in the midst of all that, Musa is preparing his people. It does take him about some time, 600,000 people. Somebody for it will leave it at night. By the way, the Muslim, Mahum, Mu'minun, Ra'il Mu'minun, Ra'il Mu'minun, Mu'minun Sha'id. So amongst them, there are some believers and non-believers because everybody Sha'id, all of them believe, but they steal from Brother Sha'id, so they can talk with Musa alayhi salam. With the book of the Sha'id, or be careful. This one I'm going to come back to. Remember this. We're talking about the Sha'id. And these will be practiced. Why am I saying this? You will see why Allah Azza wa Jalla would say this. Just remember what we're talking about, Allah. Have you around anyone? How many chances has Allah given you? It's the same question I've asked you earlier. The Al-Qaeda is to be destroyed now. The massive brothers is about to happen. Please, why I said this question, Adayna? And that I had a name from Matwa Matwa Qala Ali Fatih Salaam. But you are the head of the name of قبل يوم القيامة. If you have wronged anyone, go back today and give them their rights before they come on the day of judgment. And the day of judgment, there is no hasan as sayyat. There is hasan as sayyat. On the day of judgment, there is no money. There is no, I give you money, forgive me. Yeah. On the day of judgment, it's good things and bad things. If you have wronged anyone, make sure you go back tonight. Don't wait for tomorrow. Ask for forgiveness. If you are taking anything from them, go and give it back to them. Because the dua of the Maqloom, Musa was Maqloom, but the Qa'idin were Maqloomin. They made that dua, and Allah answered that dua. Maybe that person had a divan to the Ra'idu. Da'wah to Maqloom, Yusha Bainaha wa Bain Abrahim, hijab. There is no hijab between the dua of the one who is a part of it, and Allah Azza wa Jalla. That person could make dua, and Allah would destroy you. So please, I beg you, first you can, Not than that, if you have wronged anyone. Knowingly or not knowingly. The first one would be me. If I have wronged anyone here, please, for the sake of Allah, thank you. Allah, thank you. If I did this feeling with that, and that bad, you mean I'm going to do that with God or forgive me for the sake of Allah. And here's what happens. Musa will come out from here. What's here? Arabic. What is this here? This man here is Muslim. Muslim is what? Egypt. Right. So here's what's going to happen. He's going to come from here with 600,000 people. He's going to reach the Red Sea.
He's going to cross the Red Sea, and then going to come all the way here. What is here? Here, he will come to Allah. Here is what he's going to get. And what is he going to get them? I have to stop in here. The tablets, the Holy Commandments, the Holy Eric, the Bible, Torah. He's going to get the Torah. He's going to get that here. He's going to get that. And then he will hear. Musa will add something. Here. What will Musa ask? He said it. He will ask it. Good. Rabbi, Arini, Ambo Ilay, Kala Lam Tawani, Rabbi Limbo Ilay Shiban, Ero. He will ask Allah, for Allah, let me see you. I want to look at you. Not like a talker, but you are talking to Allah. So he says, okay, let me try this. Can I see you, Allah? This is going to happen right here. You cannot see Allah. Anybody see Allah? Because the place that the Prophet Muhammad, when he went into the heavens, there is saying that he says he saw Allah. When the Prophet Muhammad told Aisha, the place for Allah, who are you? How can I see him and the light is bright? Yeah, I did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe I am a bit, why? Do you know why? It's just because he's mashallah tall and he is tall. This is long, yeah. Ya Allah. Egyptian where this is tall, ya Allah. Remember that. The brothers are picking a pharmacist. So if you want any medicine, please, for free. He just graduated. He just graduated yesterday. But I told him, oh, I need medicine now. So Musa was coming with the people, so, and then here, because the mission is, go to Palestine, go to Palestine, get us a little for playing games. When they are playing games, these in this area is called the Arabi Asir, it's Asir. They will remain here for how long? 40 years, in love, in London, in the midst of nowhere, for playing a center, 40 years, 60. So this is, in a nutshell, what's going to happen to Musa and Ben Israel. A new chapter will start with Musa. He will end the chapter with Fir'aun, and he will start a new chapter with Ben Israel. Where is here? This is Midian. Where has Midian had? Where has Midian? Where is Midian? Midian where? Between Egypt and Syria, which country is it? Michael Jordan. Samadkum. I heard you. Wallahi, Samadkum. Hello. Yes. Midian Jordan. That's here. What is this blessed land? Palestine. What's in Palestine other than Al-Qudsi? What's in the Bible in Palestine? Palestine. I know I heard about the Mecca. I gave you already. You're right. Excuse me. Here's what's going to happen. This is real, by the way. This is taken by satellite. They will come from here, and they will enter here. This is the rest of it. It means that this is where Musa got stuck initially. He came all the way up to the Red Sea and he needs to cross the Red Sea. So what's going to happen is this. No. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Okay, like this and quiet. Quiet, almost there. And then Musa goes. We're going to fly. It happened when? It happened till today. It happened at night. And the man comes off sleeping. Fir'aun will come. Wanky. Where's Fir'aun? Everybody left. Where? They're flying there. He woke up in the morning. Oh, they left. What is going? And then all of a sudden came to the Red Sea. Story, but the power of Allah will come right here as it came in so many ways, subhanAllah.
through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were trapped with no apparent way out. Because Fir'aun is also coming from the back. For Musa and Harun and Israel, and Musa is come in a way. He's lived his camp, but now he's this. Fir'aun coming. He can see, you know, the soldiers coming from far. So, the Israel is saying, and Mahomin, and I'm a come with a hadawah, and I'm a come. And now they're saying the Bahrain word. But see, what do you call Bahrain in Urdu? Bahrain. Ocean, sea. You're not Urdu? You're Urdu. So what's the Bahrain in Urdu? Samandar? Samandar. Do you know what Samandar is? Samandar. Beach in Arabic. Samandar, beach. Yeah, so you guys, beach. It's Samandar. But Bahrain also is Samandar. Samandar. And what is Samandar? The Turkish, like. So that's not. And then, here is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the story. Look at the thing. Get ready. Where is it now? Fir'aun, get ready. Where the water? Enter Musa. You're going to be Israel. You're going to be Israel. The people who are doing the man. Wake up. Where is the head of Haman? Harun. Get ready. Musa. So they're going to come and give you something. It's going to be Haman. Okay, you're the bad guy. You want to be the bad guy. Okay. Are you good or bad? You're the bad. You're going to play the bad guy. No, but Fir'aun is only the himself. We're going to play the Musa'id. That's the one that's Musa'id. That's Musa'id is here. What's the name? Fir'aun. Oh, yeah, Fir'aun. We have Fir'aun there. You have that. Okay, let me clean that. Who are you? Fir'aun. No, who are you? Ben Musa'id. Okay, you are the Israel. Right. No, answer. Come back. Fir'aun. Who's Musa? What is Musa? Hello, Musa. Awesome. You know Musa? What's Harun? Sorry, Harun. How do you want to fly? Where's the ocean? So you're going to play like this, Hina, behind me. Enter ocean. Come on, Hina ocean. Go up. Ocean here, behind me. So when I say, when Musa hits, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go like this, and you're going to go back. You are the sea, all right? Remember this. So, we're going to put out, we're going to put out, and I say, Musa, the bad people, the Israelites, the Bahrain, the Turkish, the Israelites, the Bahrain, the Turkish, 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 the B
is what he said. The machine I had, or whatever other program I had, was good at another mess. Don't be like, by some of you, I'm telling you. So now he's coming with hammer. What is your hammer? Is it a hammer? Now he's going to come pretty soon. And the soldiers cut it out. Here we go. And the top four, he would say, and
Look like you're not going to be able to do it.
We're talking about Allah, and even to what the devil said, you know, you can just start to see that you can tell you, we're talking about Allah. Musa is coming, the three things are welcome into the city, because as soon as we tell you that, you talk about the own, because there's an ocean now. You're going to talk from all the sides, huh? You're going to talk from all the sides. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. But, you know, the three, and then, the serious dear closer, the welcome into the Musa, try to see what you're wrong, and then the three of closer,
الذي أنا به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين.
وسعم
I'm going to tell you in the name.
about this stuff. Keep them. Commitment. I'm done. Just kiss and I'm done.
No, he said, one thing is very important because I don't have to be too many senses. I know where you're about to die, like he said, I believe.
So, what's me doing about it? Just need to return to his former state. After what? So, I don't want to die. What do you realize? And he says, mental. Why is this thing here? Because he says, mental being the end of the night, you're hiding under the end of the tree. Then he's crying, he didn't even speak this way, that he died a lot. He says, I believe in what Ben is saying, I believe in him. Rather, me and Muslim men, and then from the Muslims. So, I'm very proud of that. So, I say, this is important, this is dangerous. Because you can't come and say, I've got that moment where, you can give us so many chances where I come in, a person is dying and says, I would have thrown out what I promised now. I would want to keep out what I promised. I'm not going to do this. You want to believe? That's the only thing about when you were one of the prophets. What do you hear about the prophet Jibreel? Jibreel, alayhi salam, he came inside. When Musa was drowning, and Jibreel took the nuts from the sea, and he was putting it in the mouth of the Fir'aun. Why? Because Jibreel said, I don't want him to say La ilaha illallah, and Allah will forgive him. Allah will give to Jibreel, yeah, Jibreel, what about this tree? What is the joy of Jibreel? No, what about La ilaha illallah? He used to say that I am not. No one would give him. He said, all that Allah was willing to bring it out. But, sir, no, did you believe? But not inside his mouth for him not to say, La ilaha illallah. And was that right? Allah's this proclamation was there. Allah was called Musa. Ya Musa, I did not think it was trying to see. But Allah told him initially, I believe the Allah could not. Can it break the seas? Can it do anything? No. It is just like the story of Maryam. It's a pregnant woman, she cannot take a tree. Allah told her to take a tree, just like a bunch of Musa, Ya Musa, Ibrahim, the Allah. And you will see this stuff here, something similar will happen. When Musa will hit a rock, what did the same stuff? And from the rock brings out rock. And from there on, brothers and sisters, a new chapter was found from the life of Musa alayhi salam.